is a house a good investment for most of us?
Housing is a cost that you have to pay. So either you're going to be paying your biggest expense, 30 to 50% of your salary every month, on housing to your landlord, and your landlord is going to get the benefit of that equity, or you're going to be putting that same money towards your mortgage. And so slowly over time, you have an asset. And 80% of American families spend the vast majority of their budget every month on essentials, you know, food, shelter, clothing, transportation, medical care. The only one of those things that has any chance of going up in value over time is housing. Hmm. And so the fact that the homeownership rate in America has fallen to levels that we haven't seen in 50 years is a big reason why the wealth gap between the richest among us and the rest of us is as large as we've seen in many, many decades.
The worst of the housing crisis is a decade behind us now. What's happened to homeownership rates since then?
There's so much attention to the crash, but what got less attention was that the homeownership rate continued to go down year after year. So it went down not only in 2008 and 2009, but the homeownership rate also went down in 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, until it bottomed out at a 50-year low in 2016. And so I was watching Donald Trump in his campaign for president with his right-wing populist message that said the economy is broken for most of us. And then I was watching Bernie Sanders with his left-wing populist message saying that the economy was broken for most of us. And I wanted to understand why, at a time when the stock market was doing very, very well, that the unemployment rate was low, that the message of economic prosperity was not resonating with most Americans. And so I thought, looking at what happened in housing, not during the crash, but in the years after the crash, and who benefited when all of us lost, would be a fruitful area for investigation.
At the heart of this book is this astonishing transfer of wealth that's occurred over the past decade. And what makes it astonishing is that wealth went from working and middle-class families to corporations and billionaires.
Well, you have 8 million homes that were lost during the foreclosure crisis. And they didn't just disappear. And when you look at the people who bought these homes, you're not necessarily talking about mom-and-pop landlords here. Oftentimes, you're talking about major speculative interest from Wall Street. We have 3 million homes and more than 10 million apartment units in America that are owned by LLC, LLP, and LP shell companies. This is unprecedented in our nation's history. Back in the 90s, well over 90% of homes were owned by people. This is no longer the case. And so I wanted to look a little bit behind the curtain and find out who these shell companies were representing. And as I investigated, this led me to many, many people who were very, very close to our president, Donald Trump. Tom Barrack, the president's best friend who introduced Ivanka at the Republican National Convention. Steve Schwarzman, the chairman of Blackstone, the private equity firm, who is another close Trump confidant. Wilbur Ross, Donald Trump's commerce secretary. Steve Mnuchin, Donald Trump's treasury secretary. Sean Hannity, the Fox News personality, bought up nearly 1,000 properties after the housing bust using LLC shell corporations. It wasn't just that these were savvy investors buying low and selling high, which is what has been going on in real estate forever. These individuals, these home wreckers who are close to our current president, were frequently being subsidized by the government.